it's here and now. And sometimes when you go to the supermarket in the middle of winter, especially on the East Coast, it's a little upsetting. It's a little brown and not a lot of colorful fruits. But there are oranges and a lot of citrus and lemons and things like that. And that is what our resident chef, Kathy Guntz, has come to talk to us about today. Kathy, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy. I like that. It's totally depressing in the winter. And you have to really, you got to dig down deep and find some creativity in there.
Well, it smells incredible in the studio right now. All kinds of citrus.
Yeah, we have a room full of oranges and lemons and yellows and different shades of maroons and orange. It's very exciting to see color like this in the winter. But more importantly, it's very exciting to taste flavors like this. Citrus is kind of this perfect food. It's low in calories, high in potassium, tons of vitamin C. We all know that.
Yeah.
Drink your orange juice. Take your orange. Vitamin
C. It's true.
It is true, but it works. I'd rather eat this than pop those vitamins any day.
Yeah.
And there's also vitamin A. So everyone knows about oranges.
Yes.
They originated in Asia, and by the 16th century, they were part of the European diet, and they have the most wonderful names. I mean, we know. You go to the store. Do you have oranges? Okay, I'll buy the orange. But there are names like Berna's and Dream Navel's, Hamlin, Jaffa, Kona, Parson Brown, and of course Valencia for the famous Spanish city, the king of the juice oranges. One of my favorites right in front of you, it's this gorgeous maroony orange. This is the Cara Cara orange.
It looks sort of like a cross between an orange and a grapefruit.
Exactly. It's got a red navel, a dark red color, very, very sweet. What's wonderful about this is it's very low and acid. Mm. So it makes a great juicing orange. You could cut the segments out and throw them in with seafood.
Am I supposed to taste this
while you're
talking
to do whatever you want.
Can I just go for
go
it?
Go for it. That's your plate of citrus. Mm. These are harvested. Oh. I know. Isn't that like a wake-up call? Love them. Love them.
You know, it's funny because I said it looks kind of like a grapefruit. It tastes like an orange.
So these are all types of sweet oranges that we're talking about. But there are also something called sour oranges, which are highly acidic, and they're used more for cooking than eating raw. Mm. The peel is what gives Grand Marnier its characteristic flavor. And sour oranges are what's used for making marmalades, which are quite bitter. The other gem is a blood orange.
I love
So you
blood
have
orange,
that
yes.
in the fruit salad in front of you.
Oh,
these are very popular.
I have a fruit salad in front of me. Okay.
Yeah, you do. Now, let me tell you about that. That's a little bit of all the citrus cut up with some fresh mint.
All right.
And then I made a blood orange syrup. Mm. I boiled some water.
You just gave me an idea, by the way.
All right, that's what
I'm
here for.
Which had not come to me before. Put mint in a fruit salad.
Aha moment for Jeremy,
yes.
isn't it?
I have a naked fruit salad.
Ooh, okay. I'm not going to really respond to that. But mint and citrus is like a summer day. I'm a poet.
I still can't get over that. Okay, yes. Mint is good. Continue.
Okay, while I do all the work, he's just stuffing his face with this incredible fruit salad. I was telling you about the syrup. I took water and sugar, boiled it up, added some juice from a blood orange, and you get this gorgeous pink syrup. And I added just a touch of it to that fruit salad because the citrus is so sweet. But blood oranges have a deep reddish color ranging from like a burgundy to a pale maroon. They are available all winter. They are extraordinarily sweet. They taste like overripe berries. Love them.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? We're moving on. The other one.
On we go. We have a very strict regimen here.
Enough of the eating.
Yes,
Let's talk tangerines. Mandarins, they're also called clementines. Tangelo, Satsuma are a Japanese seedless variety. Tangerines all winter long. Great for juice. Great for puddings and tarts. I eat so many tangerines, it's just crazy.
I eat a lot of clementines.
Clementines are delicious
also. Because they're so easy to peel.
Yeah, they are so easy to peel, and that is a very good point. So when I made you that salad, I just used a knife. You always want to take away the rind. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
I brought a peeler here, and I'm just going to show you. You have a piece of rind in front of you.
Yes.
So look what happens when you peel off the rind, which is orange, you get to a whitish area. That's called the pith, and it's quite bitter, and you don't want that. So when a recipe calls for grating or peeling zest, you only want the orange or the lemon part.
And if you work at a fancy bar in New York City, then you take the rind and you burn it with a match or something like that, and then you put it on a $15 cocktail.
Okay, but let's do a cheap version of that. I gave you a peel. I want you to just close your eyes and squeeze it and let the tangerine oil float up
just
and wake
this
up.
This rind, you want me to squeeze it?
Yes, I want you just to smell that oil. It's like aromatherapy. Are you happy now?
I'm transported.
Don't you feel great?
Yes.
All right, let's talk grapefruit. Okay. Grapefruit, a cross between an orange and a pomelo, grown all over the tropics and subtropical areas. A little bit acid, but wonderful in salads. My husband was on a crosstown bus in New York City and heard a Hispanic woman talking about this salad of banana, avocado, and grapefruit segments. He makes it all winter long now.
Wow. And of course, you can also just have it for breakfast if you have one of those spiky spoons.
Oh, yeah, he's mad I didn't bring the spiky spoon. Then there's this thing called the pomelo. That's in front of you. That's the largest citrus in the world, sweeter than grapefruit.
Right here.
That giant. Yep, it's looks like a giant grapefruit.
Yeah, it's very big.
And this was grown in China as early as 100 BC. They're sweeter than grapefruits and, again, less acidity, so great to cook with. Now, lemons.
Yes.
As those of you who have been listening to me know, I am like a crazy fan of Meyer lemon. Meyer lemon are like a cross between an orange and a lemon. Great for vitamin C. Was named after a scientist, Frank Meyer, in Florida. And I have one in front of you that's cut. If you smell it, it's like, to me, this is better than a bouquet of roses. I love them. And again, they're fabulous to cook with. Last night I did sautéed scallops with blood orange juice and Meyer lemon juice, and it was insanely good.
You know, I was out to dinner with a group of people, and somebody, we ordered some appetizer, and somebody squeezed a lemon all over it and asked first if she could squeeze the lemon all over the food. And I thought to myself, has anyone ever said no to putting lemon on something? I don't think so.
Also, what I love to do with Meyer lemon on a cold winter day is boil some hot water, squeeze a whole Meyer lemon into it with some honey. If you feel a sore throat coming on, magic. Just great stuff. You also can make desserts with these things. You have before you.
Yes.
A Meyer lemon tart.
Oh, you know my number here.
I am extremely excited about this tart. It is so simple, and I'm not kidding. I am not an extraordinary baker, but pretty darn good, huh?
Absolutely. This is amazing.
How about a chicken salad with orange segments and a Meyer lemon juice with fresh herbs and olive oil? Mm. As we get to grilling season, a really cool trick is cut a lemon or a lime in half, throw it on the grill, flesh side down, grill it for a few minutes, and when you squeeze the juice on seafood, vegetables, you get a smoky, citrusy flavor.
That's a great idea. Just throw it right on the grill.
Exactly.
Well, there is one more thing here, Kathy, and that is a drink.
It is a drink. Again,
that's non-alcoholic.
Not, but it doesn't need to be.
Good.
But it
okay.
is for today. This is a wonderful homemade soda. You put your blood orange syrup into a glass with ice, and you add seltzer.
All right.
Could be Prosecco. It could be a sparkling white wine. It could have some rum in it. It could have some vodka in it. But what you have now is a blood orange. Oh, good. I love the sound of that.
Yep. Just mixing it up here.
So you have a homemade blood orange soda, and it takes you an all of 10 minutes to make.
Transports me right to Italy, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds good.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we've got all of these recipes up at hereandnow.org, including the one for this lemon tart, which I think I'm going to go home and make.
All right.
Right now. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
See, aren't you just transported to Italy, Mina?
A hot Italian summer in the middle of this endless winter.
And you can have some of this tart, by the way, and all of these fruits that are left over here from Kathy. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.